all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson. And leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hey there, Michelle. So,
hey,
we're going to be talking
what's
about...
What's going on, Pam?
We're going to be talking about a very, very interesting issue here. We're talking about...
That we are.
Gay and lesbian relationships and gender roles per se. You know what's really interesting is that a lot of the research that's been coming out now really looking at these kinds of relationships, one of the things that I'm extremely interested in is how much, because of the trauma oftentimes associated with these relationships, that women... And I bet you hear this all the time on Empower Her, because I know it's so inclusive of all communities. Women are not seeking their health care the way they should, because they feel as though there are stereotypic biases, very much like sometimes health care providers show when they have a heavy woman, say, for instance, an obese woman. And I think
right.
that's a really, really important thing, that we have much more openness and inclusivity of all of these women, so that they're getting their follow-up, they're getting their checkups, because a lot of them are suffering and not getting that. Do you hear that on Empower Her as well?
All the time. I mean, it's pretty, you know, it's just standard procedure for women to, number one, think that they are, that they don't, they shouldn't be advocating for themselves. And then you have all this, then you have the gender role issue if you're a lesbian in a lesbian relationship, which I think is going to be a fascinating discussion we're going to have with Dr. Arvon.
Oh, yes. Dr. Coral Arvon is the sex therapist and the director of behavioral health and wellness at Pritikin Longevity Center and Spa. Dr. Arvon, thank you so much for being on with us. So help us understand this whole issue of gender roles in gay and lesbian relationships. Who wears the pants? In all seriousness, it seems that a lot of times one partner assumes the male dominant role and the other assumes the female passive role. Is this stereotypic? Is this real? What's going on there?
No, I think it's stereotypic. I don't think it's real. I think we all have some masculine, feminine features, and any partner, one partner has more masculine that takes over, and one partner has more feminine. Whether it's a gay, straight, transgendered, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, very, very good. I mean, that really helps us understand, because, you know, we're trying to understand how best, certainly as healthcare providers, to be able to be there to support people who are involved in gay and lesbian relationships. What would you recommend, Dr. Arvon?
In terms of supporting them, more specifically, in supporting them in which way?
In terms of, we are medical care providers. This is Radio MD. We need to be able to have more sensitivity to their needs, because research has shown that many of them are not getting regular checkups, are not getting the kind of medical care they should get, because they fear that stereotypic intervention. They fear, you know, judgment and bias.
Yeah, I find that much more in the transgender population. Okay, than in the gay and homosexual population, that the transgender population will not go for help because of fear of humiliation. But I'm not finding that as much as just gender in specific.
I think that times are changing now. I remember at least 10 years ago when, as a physician, I knew that many women actually had flocked over to me because I was very comfortable with, you know, just helping people, period, but that there was stereotypic bias. And it was a tough thing to be able to, you know, get someone to be sensitive to someone's needs and back and forth. And I think that's really important. And on Michelle's fantastic website, Empower Her, which is an all-inclusive community of communication between women. Michelle and I were talking about the fact that we hear all the time about lack of sensitivity. Right, Michelle?
All the time, and particularly around this. So let me ask you another question about if they're sexually attracted to people of the same gender so much, why do they want to assume the role of the opposite gender?
Of the opposite gender, I don't think that they see it that way. I think that, at least my experience, which has been for a long time with gay patients, is they're attracted to each other for both the gay and the masculinity qualities that they have in each other. When they go to a physician's office, they might have difficulty at that time because, like you said, the physician isn't sensitive to their issues. But right. In terms of them choosing partners, it's like anything else. If one person has more femininity, they're just attracted to someone who has more of those masculine control issues, like left and right brainers. You know, I think in all relationships, one thing we need to look at is that we go for, number one, what is our past? What makes up our past relationships? We look at our parents, the good and the bad. We rekindle that path through our current relationships, in gay or straight relationships. So if a gay woman is looking for another gay woman, she's going to find someone, and believe it or not, they're going to have a lot of the positive and negative traits of their parents. It's our way of resolving interpersonal conflict. And if they leave that partner, there's like a 95% chance they'll find a partner with those same qualities. So if those are controlling, critical, difficult people, emotionally abusive people, whether it's a man or a woman, they'll go for the parent that has those qualities, because we never give up looking for, you know, what we couldn't have.
Right, and it's
very
relationships, isn't it? I mean, I kind of think it's that way in all relationships.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. In fact,
now,
when people come in to me,
is there any information on whether or not relationships between gay and lesbians over time are any more or less or the same stability as those of people in heterosexual relationships?
Well, if we know there's a 60% divorce rate right now in heterosexual relationships, I would say that we're probably pretty even right now.
Pretty even. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't say one is more stable than the other anymore. I think it's going to take a turn, too. I think we're going to start to find that gay relationships become more stable. And I think that has a lot to do with age. I think because it's becoming more socially acceptable, and I think people are finding things in each other and working through relationships. At least they're trying to. I think it has a lot to do with the age of the participants in the couple. You know, it has a lot to do with their family histories. You know,
right.
They're going to have a chaotic, abusive relationship if they came from chaotic,
right.
abusive families, unless they're one of
right.
those 1%
right.
that can beat
right.
the norm.
Right, right. Well,
which
Dr.
is
Arvon,
unusual.
Someone, Dr. Arvon, we thank you so much for shedding such wonderful light on gay and lesbian relationships and gender roles per se. Dr. Coral Arvon is a sex therapist, director of behavioral health and wellness at Pritikin Longevity Center and Spa. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson.
Thank you, Dr. Arvon. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.